Hey, it's me, Jamal. I know I haven't done one of these in a while, but iOS 7 just came out, and it's actually really, really cool. It made it more look like, it made all your iDevices, like all your Apple products, look exactly like it should be from space. Like, it's not that kind of technical look of, like, Tony Stark made it, but it has that, like, it's very sterile and clean looking. It's not harsh at all. It doesn't look like any other of like Android and stuff like that. And you know how everything's like rounded. That's basically what Apple was going for. I guess now they're going for hues and like color hues that are kind of like, you know, a little bit milky or cloudy, even. If you haven't noticed, if you go to wallpapers, you can pick some of their wallpapers. They have much more, many more wallpapers now. Or I think they're actually different. I don't think they're, there's more. I just think they're different. And the ones that they gave you now, when you update to iOS 7, is basically like a serene, you know, bamboo forest. And when before it was like a forest with really like dynamic colors, now it's kind of washed out. Not in a bad way. It's just kind of like that hue, that kind of, you know, bluish kind of, but with kind of milky kind of color in there too, to make it softer. And then if you go in dynamic wallpapers, because all the views in all the Apple apps that they give you already installed in your device, those all updated to iOS 7, like standards, like, and kind of feel. So photos has a new look when you browse photos. You can go to albums, which is the one that everyone's used to. I actually like the new view, that new browser for the photos. So I'm just gonna keep that. But getting back to the wallpapers, if you go to dynamic wallpapers, it actually moves with your iPhone or Apple device rather. It actually, there's these little like polka dots of colored, of hued colors, and then like a screen. It actually looks like it's a screen within your screen, and when you move, just like the compass that reinstalled automatically, or updated if you kept it, it actually, the wallpaper moves, and if you turn it upside down, all the hued dots will actually start moving towards the ground. And if you rotate, if you put your iPhone or Apple product flat and then kind of turn it like a compass, it actually turns, and like it's kind of cool. I don't know if it uses battery, so I have to test that. What else? I really want to see how YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other really good ones, like the staples of apps, actually Skype, you know, that stuff. I want to see how those actually come up with ways to match that whole feeling, like that whole sterile, you know, kind of, oh, you know, it's kind of futurist, space hue-ish kind of thing. Like, it has, you know, no, I'm not going to say it has no feeling to it. It's just, it feels like they tried to make the feeling of iOS 7 kind of neutral and kind of welcoming, which it is. It actually put me at, you know, in a calming mood. It's really weird how it did that. I don't know. I'll make another one because there's a bunch of other stuff that I didn't. Excuse me. Wow. There's a bunch of other stuff that I didn't name. Sorry for the sneeze. But yeah, I'll put in some other stuff another time.